Over the past several years, the use of cell phones by blind people has been increasingly possible. Nokia 60 series phones running the Symbian operating system have become accessible thanks to screen readers such as Tox and MobileSpeak. The Oasis 22C has found a niche market, and there are even some off-the-shelf products with accessible features built in. Code Factory, maker of MobileSpeak, has raised the bar by providing access to Pocket PC phones. Now, they have raised the bar even higher by providing access to smartphones. Pocket PC phones are more PDA than cell phone. They have touch screens, and I would assume look more like a PDA than a cell phone. Smartphones, however, are just the reverse. They resemble cell phones, they look and feel like a cell phone, but operate a lot like a PDA. When you access a smartphone, you see things such as the Today screen with information about upcoming appointments, email messages, text messages, that sort of thing. You can access a start menu and change settings, that sort of thing. I purchased recently a T-Mobile SDA smartphone. Now, I was able to go to my local T-Mobile store and find this phone, was able to purchase it for around $150, and at the time of this recording, the MobileSpeak smartphone edition is being sold by Triumphonic.com for around $295. They are quick to state that pricing is subject to change, and so they're not willing to put that price on their website. But I think it's safe to say that that's a pretty reasonable price, and it's probably going to stay there for the foreseeable future. Let's discuss some technical specifications of the phone, and then I will give a quick description of it. The phone is 1.82 inches wide, 0.7 inches deep, and 4.53 inches high, and it weighs 3.74 ounces. It comes with a carrying case, stereo headset, USB cable, and also a CD with some necessary software if you need to install ActiveSync version 4.x. Actually, 4.1 is on the CD that I received. The CD is extremely accessible. In fact, the setup is so easy and straightforward that there's really no need to demonstrate it because it would be a waste of time, which I think is a very good thing. The phone has 250 hours standby time and 5 hours of talk time. Of course, that's always what they state in documentation. Whether that's actually the way things work is, you know, remains to be seen. It works on Windows Mobile 5.0 smartphone edition, so that's the operating system. It synchronizes with ActiveSync, just like a PacMate would, and it's a very straightforward process. When you first get the phone, you need to charge it for 18 to 24 hours, according to the representative at my local T-Mobile store, and you need to let it run down completely 2 cycles, and then charge it 2 more times before you, you know, keep it charged on a regular basis. The wall charger actually has a USB mini plug on the end of it, and that's the same USB plug that you connect to the computer is what connects it to the wall, and while it's connected to the computer, it is charging. So that's something that I found a very pleasant surprise. For proper orientation during the description of the actual buttons on the phone, you need to be holding the phone so that obviously the star, zero, and pound keys are at the very bottom of the phone as the keypad is facing you. On the very bottom of the phone is the headphone jack and the USB plug or port. On the left side of the phone is a volume up-down button. It's sort of a rocker. It's a rather long button. Right above it is a button that At this time, I'm not exactly sure what it does. When I was making a call and pressed it, I got a menu that said to mute the call, press left soft key, and I forget what right soft key did. So some of these buttons obviously are going to have different functions at different points in the use of the phone. So currently, that's the only button that I'm not totally sure what all it does right now. Again, that's right above the volume on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side of the phone is a button that's dedicated to activating the camera that comes in the phone. At the very top of the phone is a lip, and it's kind of an interesting thing. It's on the back side of the phone, and it protrudes up from the top of the phone. And the power button is on the left side of the phone at the top and would be pretty much indistinguishable if it wasn't for that lip. And we'll talk about how to actually turn the phone on in a minute. But it's actually not difficult to do at all. The top of the phone on the front has the display screen, of course. The first row of four buttons that you come to, and by the way, the buttons on this phone are very easily defined. Even though the phone is quite small, the buttons are actually very distinguishable. The first row of four buttons are not typical of what you would actually find on a cell phone. They're kind of longish buttons, very small, but go from left to right on the phone, and they feel like controls that you would find on some sort of electronic appliance, a stereo or something like that. They don't really feel like cell phone buttons, but they're, again, very distinguishable. And the far left one is the left soft key. Next one to the right is home. Next one to the right is back. And the far right is the right soft key. Below that are a series of four round buttons. The far left button launches Internet Explorer. It's dedicated to that feature. The next three are back, stop, play, and forward. So those are dedicated to the Windows Media Player functions. This is apparently common in smartphones to have dedicated buttons for certain functions. You can also access these functions through menus, of course. Below the four round buttons are a series of three buttons. In the middle is the five-way navigation key, or if you want to think of it as a joystick, you can. It's a little round button, but it does move all directions, of course, right, left, up, down, and then press on it and selects. To the left of that, which is a long button, and it's the button that you would typically think that was going to be the left key and the right key, left soft and right soft keys. If you're just looking at the phone, that would probably be what you would think. In reality, the button on the left is actually the dial key, or talk key, and the button on the right of the navigation button is the end key. Below that, of course, are the number keys, as you would expect. So, again, very easy to distinguish these buttons. I mentioned the power button. If you move to the left edge of the phone on the top and put your fingernail against the lip of the phone so that your finger is resting, the tip of your finger is resting on the phone, but your nail is resting against the lip of the phone, you can press right straight down with the tip of your finger and depress the power key. And I have done that, and so the first thing we're going to hear is the phone itself start up, and then we will hear the chime that starts Mobile Speak, Smartphone Edition, and then we will actually hear Mobile Speak speak to us. So we're still waiting for the first event, which again will be the T-Mobile jingle. We're waiting for the chime that will tell us that MobileSpeak Smartphone Edition is launching. And lastly, we are waiting for the confirmation that MobileSpeak is in fact up and running. It took almost 20 seconds from the time that I made the last statement till the time that MobileSpeak actually started to speak, so for the sake of this presentation, I have edited out the gap. And there we have it. For the sake of going through just a few of the features that are on this phone, and I won't by any means go through all of them, I don't think that's probably necessary for this presentation. Let's actually take you through a couple of the MobileSpeak features to show you how some things work, and then I'll go back and talk just a little bit about the installation that I went through. The home key is considered the modifier key for MobileSpeak. So anything you do with a MobileSpeak smartphone, you do the home key and then you make the adjustments. So, for example, to turn up the volume, and that's what I want to do right now for the sake of this presentation. So, again, the top row of four buttons, the second one from the left is home. I'm going to press home, then I'm going to press the up arrow on the joystick, and we're going to raise the volume.
Volume 4, volume 5, volume 6, volume 7, volume 8, volume 9, volume 10, volume 10.
And that's as high as it goes. You heard the little beep. If you don't do anything for about 2 or 3 seconds, the home key modifier is turned off. So basically that allows you to make some adjustments and then after you're finished, then the phone goes back into normal operation mode. Some commands actually turn off the modifier instantly after they are executed. The quick reference guide for MSS, or MobileSpeak smartphone, is actually quite good. I was very impressed with the documentation. It's very short, very easy to read, and I really liked it. At the top of the screen is a list of most recently opened applications, and you access that by using the right arrow key. So let's just do that briefly.
Contacts. Camera. Call history. Messaging. Calendar. Internet Explorer. Solitaire. Solitaire.
Okay, let's go back.
Internet Explorer. Calendar. Messaging. Call history. Camera. Contacts. Settings. Settings.
So it doesn't wrap around. When you get to the leftmost item or the rightmost, it just keeps repeating that. So settings is where we are right now. Let's actually use the down arrow key and listen to what's on the today screen.
Profile colon normal. Y dash phi colon off. My dash mail. Text messages open parenthesis 0 close parenthesis. 8:30 a.m. 10/29/2006 tomorrow colon morning practice. 8:30 a.m. 10/29/2006.
Okay. So that's the bottom item. When you set options on this phone, for example, if I went into settings and then went to sounds and then wanted to adjust the ringtone for when I receive a call, the right and left arrow key actually adjust items, and the up and down arrow key will move you to the different things that you can select. So that's pretty standard. Again, the quick reference guide goes into quite a bit of detail about that and really helps you know how to navigate through tree views, list views, how to switch between them. I can't stress enough, they've done a really good job with the manual. One thing that MobileSpeak offers that's quite handy is a command help feature. If you press the home button 4 times within 10 seconds, you go into help mode, and I'm going to do that right now.
Command help mode on. Press this command modifier key 4 times quickly to exit this mode.
Now from this point, anything that I do, any key that I press, is going to tell me what that command does if the home key was pressed. So in other words, if I pressed home and left soft key, what would happen? So I'm just going to press the left soft key and see what kind of information I get.
Read status command. Read status information such as battery level and charging state, wanted and active, seek status, upcoming appointments, and more.
Alright. So I can know that if I press home, left soft, I'm going to get the status information. And so let's exit the help mode by pressing home 4 times.
This modifier key pressed 4 times within 10 seconds enters or exits command help mode. Exiting now.
And I'm going to actually press home and left soft key.
100% detached mobile, battery 76, Bluetooth on, volume 10, next appointment, tomorrow colon morning practice.
Alright, so I've got 100% network coverage, 76% battery, Bluetooth is on, and I've got worship practice at church tomorrow morning at 8:30. So there you have it. Very nice. There's a lot that I don't know about this phone. I mean, I haven't really hardly used it at all yet. But the thing that impresses me is that it's just very easy to get up and running with this phone. To lock the keypad, you press the end key and hold it down until you get a message here. So I'm going to do that.
Left soft and lock.
To unlock the phone, you press left soft key and the star key. Let's talk just a little bit about installation. I've already told you that I had no problem installing ActiveSync 4.1 and connecting the phone. That went without a hitch. When I went to install MobileSpeak, I downloaded the trial version of the software from the web. I ran the installer. I filled out the information for a 30-day activation. And for some reason, the installation hung up on my computer. It crashed after the point where I was able to submit and get confirmation that I had, in fact, been granted a 30-day trial. So I had to end the program. I went back, ran the install again, skipped the activation because I had already done it, and the program installed without a hitch. So the phone restarted itself, and came up speaking. So, incredibly easy installation. You don't have to touch the phone at all when you install. I'm not sure why I had the problem on my system. It may be something that no one else will encounter, but I'm just letting you know that I did encounter that little bit of difficulty. But everything came up okay once I reran the install. I'm very excited about this phone. I'm trying it for 14 days. The reason that I needed to switch phones, I was using a 6600 with Tox on it that I purchased used. But I'm in a rural area, and we roam on Cell 1 quite a bit. Cell 1 happens to operate in the 850 MHz band. The 6600 phone does not operate in the 850 MHz band. The SDA is a quad-band phone, so it operates on 850, 900, 1800, and 1900 megahertz. So I will play with the phone, and assuming it meets my needs, and I suspect that it will, then I will purchase MobileSpeak Smartphone Edition, and for a very affordable price, I think, have a very usable phone. If you have any questions, you can email me at jamiepauls, J-A-M-I-E-P-A-U-L-S, @gmail.com. And I'll be glad to hear from you. Thanks a lot.